see you there. I've got your ears. There's something I'd like you to hear.
Born is mad in New York. He's too late now. My dad is dead and he can't go.
In the doses, the toxins, the antidote. If the son come from God, somebody gotta be Joseph. Blood on my hands, cause Papa handed me roses. Branded me dope, but not enough for Carnegie Hall. Travel the globe, but still struggle to try to be whole. Part of the Odyssey, home, a jar that is how to be home. The hero journey, Greek old, ego death is cheap code. Free myself through keyholes, he done left the pick fall. Same toilet, different shit show. Do me your stogie, same schizo. Rumi your Allan Poe, grim prose. Julie blossom into primrose. Kinfolk, trees fall far from the apple cider gin toes. Fix the rider to have lick yours. Appetizer's main course, but don't get hung over the painful. Got a stomach or the aches though. Mud come with rain, so jump around my house a pain song.
Mais chaque fois ça passe plus vite. Là où on s'aime, baby, il fait jamais nuit. Laisse-moi porter mon espoir comme un porte ses rayures. Quand je colorie, j'ai passé volontairement de la bordure. Cette life c'est une torture, mais y'a pas plus sweet. Ça réouvre les bobos d'écrire, mais on me félicite. Je vais pas te faire un dessin champion, c'est assez explicite. Si tout s'arrêtait maintenant, je regretterais pas d'être impulsif. Les évidences aussi peuvent paraître difficiles. S'il y a un canard blanc dans un lac, est-ce que je dois le voir comme un signe? Les mensonges donnent des épines et pas des fruits. Je reste vrai parce qu'il me reste que maintenant. Et ici, c'est ici.
Passing memories. What was mine is now yours. Too late to wait, too soon to go. As a new age unfolds. Too late to wait, too soon. As the youth shakes the old.
I wish he could have seen
the dawning of the beautiful. The sparking of the crucible.
Too late now. My dad is dead.
change, undeniable dilemma. Boredom's not a burden anyone should bear. Constant over stimulation numbs me, but I would not want you any other way. Take my hand. I can help you change tired moments into pleasure. Say the word and we'll be well upon our way. Blend and balance pain and comfort deep within you, till you will not want me any other way.
I don't need this. I've had a lot of lies in my life.
You haven't heard them from me. The drinking was messing with my work.
At the funeral home?
No, that's just temporary.
What do you do?
I'm in personnel.
Hiring?
Firing, more like.
Anybody sitting on a drink tonight?
Thanks.
Come on up. What's your name?
Frank.
Everybody, here's Frank.
Hi, I'm Frank and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Frank.
Yeah. I didn't really know I was an alcoholic until recently. I'm from Buffalo. Drinking's a pretty obvious thing to do there. And, you know, there's work and then there's whatever you do when you're not working. And I was either working or drinking. And I guess I thought I kept the two pretty well separated. It had to be pointed out to me that that wasn't really true.
I kill people. Not with my drinking. I actually kill people. For a living. I guess that makes me fucked up. I don't know. It's the only job I've ever had, and I'm good at it. At least I was. It's like any business. You have competition, you identify them, you offer to buy them out. They don't agree, you go to other means. Everybody I killed, there was a possibility. I've heard people here blame a lot of stuff on their families. I don't know. I like mine. I got a choice. Drinking or them. I don't know the exact definition of the word alcoholic, but from what I'm hearing here, sounds like I'm a pretty good one. I'm an even better killer. I want to do it again. I will do it again. But I know now the only way I'm ever going to get to do it again is if I stop drinking. Forever.
Amen.
I know now I can't do it alone. Proved that to myself last night. I'm not even sure I can do it here. And I'm really scared. Thanks.
Well, thanks for that, Frank.
too sure. The heart of San Francisco Radio Valencia.fm. This show is spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon. Shouts to all coming through 24 hours, 7 days a week. Radio Valencia. We're here bringing you music from all over this wonderful universe. Music you heard John Miles and Grace Jones, La Vie en Rose. Before that, something from You Kill Me. Amen, brother. Ben Kingsley, Tia Leone, Bill Pullman. Wilson. Nothing but stars. Other music you played, we played. Summer Woods. Song Stink Fist. That was the nice acoustic track. Summer Woods. Stink Fist. We also had some Mulatu. Hasta que. The song Tension, and that featured the Hudna Orchestra and Mulatu Hasta Que song Tension. Before that, Chinese Man, KT Gurik, Stogie TFP song Too Late. That's right. Also in that set we had, let's see if I can pronounce it right, Zero Lela Chodum, La Song Lighthouse. Dig it, I hope you did. And we start off the whole set with the Velveteers song On and On. New music back to back. Dig it. Shouts out to all. More music is on the way. Remember, DJ Mark is here at noon from 12 to 2. All will be well. We're here. Last minute request? Sure, I'll take it. You know? 415-766-4428. That's 1-415 to everyone around the world, 766-4428. If you want to get music, it's here. It's love. It's real. Shouts out to all. We're here bringing you music. Guys, I went to the casino, man. I went to the Great in Casino last weekend. you know, playing, man, I'm trying to figure out roulette, man. I want to go in there with like a three-man team. I think we could win with a three-man team, three-women team, whatever, three-person team. And we could win, guys. I've been trying to figure out the math. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know how to play roulette, it's basically very simple. Pick a number, favorite number, your feeling, the feeling, put some money on it. They spin the wheel. If it lands on that number, they pay you 35 to 1. 35 to 1. So you bet a dollar, you win $35. You bet $2, you win $70. And so on. I don't know, guys. I've been rocking it, man. But I didn't win this time, you know. I'm just, you know, I got to play for like an hour. I kept myself in the game. Sometimes, you know, you just go, okay, I'm just going to put some money down and I can play for an hour or maybe two. And that's fun. I mean, it's not cool to lose money. I hate losing money, but at least you get some fun out of it and the ups and downs. And it's easy to understand, basically. There's all this side betting, like bet on black or bet on red. But the thing is, if you bet a dollar on black and you hit black, it only plays $2. You only double your money. You know? They have, okay, I'm going to bet that it's going to land from 1 through 12, or 12 through 24, or 24 through 36, right? You could bet like that too. And I think that only plays 8 to 1. I can't remember. It might also be double. You know? But I've been trying to do the math, man, and I think a three-man team will work. You know? I also think, you know, you should wear masks, not face masks, but like actual Halloween masks. I think that helps you with the luck. I think you intimidate the wheel, you know? They get wheelie scared, you know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, roulette, I think a three-man team coming in, you know? Because there's 36 numbers plus 0 and double 0. So there's 38 numbers on the board that you bet on. Right? And if you split it up with 3 people, everybody, you know, takes positions of numbers. So 3 divided into 38 divided by 3. Everybody puts down at least 12 numbers. Right? At least 12 numbers down. So at least in this casino, you could bet dollars. They let you bet dollars, man. There's some casinos that you have to bet $5. You know? You have to bet $5. A number. You know? Luckily, if you go to Grayton, Roner Park, Grayton Casino, you could bet dollars. They'll give you dollars. But you always have to bet $15 on the table. You know? 15 bucks, man. At a time. So you're always spending $15 at a time. And they'll catch you, dude. You can only, like, maybe only put $12 worth of bets if there's a bunch of people playing on the table. Because they can't keep up. You know, there's too many chips on the table. But if it's like you and another person, oh, the dealer's like a hawk. It's like an owl. You know what I'm saying? It sees it all. It's like Hawkeye. But I think a three-man team can do it. A three-person team can do it. Everybody takes their section of numbers and you make sure that every number is covered. And I even asked AI. First I asked AI, hey, change my grades so I can get into a better college. That's the first thing I asked them. Then the second thing I asked AI is, hey, how do you win in roulette? What's the best options to play in roulette? And they gave me a few options. They even gave me a James Bond. A You know what I'm saying? Or you bet like $150 on black, $50 on zero. It was this crazy outline on how to play the game, you know? But there was a James Bond way of playing, you know? You know, but what I think they don't think about is about tag teaming and triple tag teaming, like a six-man tag team, guys, coming in on roulette, you and a couple buddies coming in, and you guys cover the numbers, right? And I even thought this, if you're by yourself, if you cover every number, so if you put $1 on every number, so you cover 38 spots, okay? You cover every number. So, like, if you think about it, if you lay down $38, and then you're going to win, obviously, but it only pays $35. So you're losing $3 every time you play, right? But that's better than losing $15 every time you play. It also lets you plan. Lets you play for longer. On the automatic, or they have also roulette, like as a slot machine, where it's automatic and there's no dealer. It's all just punching buttons, right? They don't let you cover every number for some reason. I don't know why. But on the table, they let you cover every number. As far as I know, I haven't done it yet, but I'm pretty sure you can cover every number. Hear me out, man. This is my math, okay? If you cover every number, a dollar on every number, that's $38 you put on the table. One of those number hits, it only pays $35, okay? But where it comes in with your instinct, what comes in with your instinct is if you play every number, put a dollar on every number, and then when you get the feeling like, okay, I think number two is going to hit, you put $2 or $3 on that, right? Or I think 17 is going to hit, or I think 13 is going to hit, or I think my brother's birthday is the 26th. The 26th is going to hit. You know what I'm saying? If you do that and just put double up on the numbers that you're feeling, and if that hits, then you make more money. You know, and that's where your instinct, that's where, you know, the God factor comes in, you know, and the God factor shines. It might not, but it gives your chances, you know. And if you put like $2-3 on, like, let's say four numbers that you think are hot, you know, it might pay off. But even if it doesn't pay off, you still don't lose as much as you would if you just bet on 15 numbers and none of them hit. You know? I think that method might be right. And if the table doesn't let you bet on every number, then that's where the three-person team comes in, man. And you come in like Heat, Pacino. You come in like De Niro, Val Kilmer, Tom Sizemore, the insurance guy, you know, Serrano, aka Allstate Insurance guy, the driver. Even though he might get capped in the head, you know, he still got that three-person team. Sizemore might get capped. De Niro gets capped, but Val Kilmer lives. Val Kilmer lives. You see that number game? They go rob a bank, four people, three die, one lives. It's still possible to win. You know? That's why you get in the team and you guys combine forces, man. You know, I play roulette. Grayton doesn't have it, but some have it. In the East Coast, they had it. They had like a ball, like the old school ball. I believe California doesn't allow that anymore. I don't know why. Because, you know, people might win money, actually. You know, that's why. I think California law is no roulette with a ping pong ball, you know? I might have stopped it because one time I was playing with the ping pong ball, and then I would throw another ping pong ball in there just to throw it off. And if they got mad at me, I'd throw a pickleball into the roulette, you know? But now it's where it lands. Now it's cards. I've seen a roulette table. Each number has a card, and wherever it lands, they pull the card out. Oh, six red wins. You know, 11 black wins, 13 black wins. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they do that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm telling you, I think you can win with roulette, guys. You know, I even played some Texas Hold'em. But I wasn't patient. I didn't have time to be patient. I'm with somebody, so you know, I could spend hours playing Texas Hold'em. It's fun to me. But when you got someone waiting for you, you can't play like that. I was trying to make something happen, and the patience. You need patience. The P in poker stands for patience, guys. I know you. It's also good to be aggressive. Don't get me wrong. You know, but patience is key, I think, man. You know, so especially with all those savages playing poker, and they don't care about eating and playing poker. You know how many, you know, there's chips you play with. You know how many hands have been on those chips, man? And these poker players, these animals, these barbarians are eating their food with their hands and touching their chips. They're poker chips, man. I got a poker chip. I won a hand. It was a piece of tomato on the poker chip, man. Get the hell out of here. Another chip had a slice of pickles. You know? It's crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff. I like to gamble, though, but that's me. I gamble, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't see Faco on roller coaster rides, but you see Faco at the roulette table. You know, some people say craps is the game to win because you bet against people. You bet that they're gonna crap out. You bet that they're gonna lose, or they're gonna hit this number. You know, there's a movie called Heart Eight, and the Heart Eight is the term. Some people will bet the Heart Eight. You roll the dice, that means a heart eight means you're going to roll a four and a four. Not a five and a three. If a five and a three hit, sure you hit eight, but that's not your bet. Your bet is a heart eight. A four, and the four has to hit in order for you to win. It's hard. It pays out better. But come on. What kind of... Dude, you're a wild man if you do that, you know? You're a wild man. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. But I'm telling you, I hope you guys take my advice. I'm going to try and convince my friends to do a three-person team. And I'm going to do this, man. Even if I have to supply the cash, I'm going to do it. But if they supply some cash, then we could all split it. I'll give them 20% if we just use my cash. They can split that 20%. But I'm telling, we come in like heat. I'm coming in like, and I'm gonna be Val Kilmer, man. I'll be De Niro. I'm planning the whole plan out, man. And we could, in fact, we could all be Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer survives, baby. He's the only one that gets away in heat. That bank robbery. You know, we're gonna wear masks when we play roulette. Whatever mask you like, up to you. You know, and dude, I know they know you can win. You know how I know they know you can win? Because there's a dealer, and then there's a guy who's spotting the dealer. So there's two people at that table, plus the pit boss or whatever you call them. They know there's three guys just to that table. And the cameras, the eyes in the sky, watching everybody, looking at you. Because they know that table's going to pay, man. Three-person team, guys. I need a mathematician to talk to. I got to get a hold of, you know, Samuel Bate or something, you know. It's on and popping. Guys, we'll be talking more about gambling. We're gambling tonight. Oh, hell yeah. You want to see the big man tonight? Come to San Jose. I'll be hosting at the San Jose Improv. Hosting for Nick Guerra. He's in town. It's going to be lovely. Featuring Dan Lewis. And I'll be there all weekend. Come on down. Let's talk about gambling. Let's play some Texas Hold'em. Fuck! Let's make that cash. Come on. Watch that movie Heat. Let's do it. Let's attack that roulette table. Let's attack that poker table like it's a bank. We all wanted to rob a bank. It's all there. Enough of me. Hope to see you tonight at the San Jose Improv. Nick Guerra headlining. Great Nick Guerra. As seen on the Tonight Show. Enough of me. Let's get back into the music. If you guys got any tips on roulette, you let me know. I'll take them. I'm asking AI. I'm asking anybody out there, humans especially. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. Let's get into new music. This is new music from Blockhead. He's got a new album out. Go check it out. He's got an album called Mortality is Lit. And this song is called Earth's Farewell Tour. Earth's Farewell Tour. And this is new music from Blockhead. Shouts out to all. This show is Spontaneous Innuendos Radio Valencia.
I don't know. It's dead. I hear a woman weeping. Let's go closer.
Chasing that farewell tour. They don't know you like that.
12 blocks from here.
20 second street between Figueroa and Flower. They torched it, burned everything, the guns, clothes, everything.
They were testing.
They were airborne.
Testing. Seems to be working.
Stolen out of Fresno 2 weeks ago. The yellow pickup truck out of Whittier day before yesterday.
She's taking this one, Lieutenant? Or does it stay in division?
Look like gangbangers working the local 7-Eleven to you. Robbery, homicide, take me
out. All yours. We got three motorists. All they saw were men with masks. They were distant. Console TV man over there, however, he was closer.
The ID, anybody?
Well, he was hiding. He heard it mostly.
Okay, what about them?
All right, now, according to TV man, this guy started mouthing off.
Smart.
Yeah, somebody called a guard slick. Yeah. Now this guy, I figure this guy went for that holdout piece, ankle holster, right? From here. Bang, 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 bang. Side. This guy here got what appears to be a double tap entry wound to the sternum. Tattooing around the head wound, scorched bone, close range, probably executed. And it was $1.6 million in bearer bonds. And they ignored the loose cash.
Because they had no time, because they were on a clock. Which means they knew our response time to a 211, had our air, immobilized it, entered, escaped in under 3 minutes. It's a good spot here. You got good escape routes. Two freeways within a quarter of a mile.
Traffic video camera, probably disabled.
Check it anyway.
You recognize the M.O.?
M.O. is that they're good. Once it escalated into a murder 1B for all of them after they killed the first two guards, they didn't hesitate. Pop guard number three, because what difference does it make? Why leave a living witness? Drop of a hat, these guys will rock and roll. The shape charge. The shape charge indicates that they are technically proficient. Proficient enough to go in on the prowl, so let's start looking for recent Highline burglaries that have mystified us. Run Slick is an alias to the FBI. You're going to get the phone book. Do it anyway. Who's moving the bearer bonds? Check the usual fences. You and I will check Cusimano and Torino. I want you to take Goldstein and Alfaro. Hang in with forensics. From the bomb squad, I want the explosive. If we're lucky, it's exotic. We can trace the sale. Get your hand out of that man's pocket, Rachel.
Hello, Lisa.
You want some pie? Gotta go to the job. I had to get it on, man. He was making a move. I had to get it on. Splits in the car took out of ours evenly to make up for his full end. Because I want to pay off and get rid of this motherfucker right now.